Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
I love it. And that is our topic today, is love, radiating divine love. We do it in so many ways. We do it through the songs we sing, the hugs we give, sometimes just when we look in somebody's eyes and offer up a smile. Now, if you haven't been here for our whole Advent series, you may be asking yourself, now wait a minute, the candle we lit today was for joy, and yet Gordon's talking about love. Is he behind the times or what? No, we did that intentionally this year. There's no actual set order for Advent, by the way, and it's a holiday, a church holiday. It's a little over 100 years old. So it's not like ancient tradition, which means we can do whatever we want. At least I can. And the reason we are doing it at the end of the week when a new attitude is being created is because we want to reflect back on the week we've had to practice. So reflect back on this week. Think about those times where you either gave or received love. Think about how it felt. And let's begin with an exercise. I invite you to, can you turn my mic down a bit? I feel like I'm the voice booming from the heavens. Let's take a moment and close our eyes. Thank you. And turn your awareness inward. Center yourself in the presence of divine love. Feel this love radiating your heart, radiating through your being, and expanding outward into the world. And as you feel that, allow this prayer to become your prayer. Beloved Spirit, I open my heart to the love of the indwelling Christ. As I prepare for the birth of new light in this Advent season, I awaken to my divine potential and embody the divine radiant love that blesses all creation. Let me always be a light in this world. Take a breath and say to yourself, Amen. When you are ready, open your eyes. Advent is a sacred time. It's a time of anticipation. It's a time of preparation. It's a time when we are invited to slow down, to reflect, and to make room in our hearts for the Christ. I always have to stop and think about that statement, to make room in my heart for the Christ, when the Christ is always there. We all have that Christ spirit, that Christ energy, that Christ presence, call it what you want, all the time. And yet at this time, we remember to bring it out. We say it is reborn within us. And so this season is more than just an opportunity to commemorate an event that happened long ago. It's a spiritual journey that happens within us, that we make here and now. This season so far, we have explored faith. We have explored peace. And today we focus on love, which I believe is probably the most powerful expression of that Christ energy. And yet, what is love? It's one of those things that's very difficult to put into words, to put into feelings. Hallmark does a pretty good job of it. But what is it really? What is it on a deeper level? What is it as a power? We know it's more than just a feeling. It's the very essence of God. It is the unifying, healing, uplifting, and transformative energy that is creation itself. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, described it as the pure essence of being. He went on when he wrote, "Love is the great harmonizer and healer. Whoever calls upon God as love is calling upon the law of infinite harmony." How many of us would like to have more harmony in the world or more harmony in our own lives? Well, you can't have more. Good, I'm glad to see a lot of hands go up. That's reassuring. We can't have more harmony in the world, though, if we don't have it within ourselves. Let us consider what it means, then, to prepare ourselves and prepare our hearts to truly embody the divine love that we wish to express in this season and truthfully all year round. For this is not a passive process. Advent isn't just something we watch. It's what we are. It's what we do. It's a journey for ourselves. It is when we are called to actively cultivate these attributes, faith and hope, peace, love, because only then can we experience joy. We are called to deepen our awareness of the Christ light within and to let that love radiate outward to bless and heal the world. When we allow the divine love to be the foundation of our thoughts and our words and our actions, we are fulfilling the message of Advent. So as we prepare the way for the Christ's presence to be reawakened or re-recognized, I think that's a better word, re-recognized within ourselves, to come into that remembrance, we know that it comes forth as kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and service. So knowing that, I invite you to take a couple questions into your consciousness as we move forward in this experience today. When you think of the essence of love as being the essence of God, how does that shift your understanding of what it means to radiate divine love? Think about that for a minute. We all strive to radiate love. And we all do it to a greater or lesser degree, mostly depending on what is happening around us. And it's real easy to slip out of that consciousness. But when we're in that consciousness, when we recognize that love is the essence of God, how does that shift our understanding of what it means to radiate divine love? And another one to keep in mind is, how can we prepare our hearts during this season to express our love more fully in our daily lives throughout the rest of the year? That's what we're going to be talking about today, is how we prepare ourselves and how do we make that shift. In the first, in John 1, chapter 4, it says, "God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." You know, it's so interesting to me that religion oftentimes, especially in our postmodern world, is we talk about living in God with as that being a set of rules and a set of, maybe I live in that and some others don't. But that's not what it is. God is love. And whoever lives in that love lives in God and God in them. So how do I live in that love? How do I move beyond the written word, the intellectual understanding of love, and get into the real spirit of what love is? A little further on in John, it says, "A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples." We're all disciples. The word means students. We are all students of Jesus, students of the great teacher, students of truth. So what are some ways then that we can embody this commandment to love one another in practical ways during our Advent season? What does it mean to let that love radiate through us now and throughout the year? You know, living in love is not always easy. If it were, we wouldn't even be here in this room having this discussion. we would have achieved what we are striving to achieve. So living in love is not always easy, but it is the path to the Christ. As we consciously align with that truth, we not only bless others, but we awaken ourselves more directly to our own true nature, which is to truly radiate divine love. So we have to first cultivate that within ourselves. And Advent invites us into a spiritual practice that empowers that process. It invites us to become still, to become open, and to align with the Christ presence. That's where we uncover the infinite wellspring of love that is already within us. Martha Smock, one of our great Unity authors, wrote in her book, Halfway Up the Mountain, "Love is more than an emotion or feeling. Love is the power of God working through us. And when we let love guide us, there is no situation, there is no problem that we cannot solve." That's a big promise. There is no situation or problem we cannot solve. Not one in our daily lives, not one in the greater world. Everything can be solved with love. Let's take a moment and deepen our connection to this. Because we have a lot of problems, ourselves and in our world, that we want to solve. And even the great big ones that science and politicians argue about can be solved with love. So you want to try an exercise with me? Okay. I invite you once again to place your hands gently over your heart. Close your eyes and breathe deeply. As you breathe in, imagine that you are breathing in the pure light of love, the pure energy of divine love. Breathe it into your heart. Feel it. Feel that quickening of a peaceful yet powerful energy. Allow it to fill your entire being. Allow it to expand with every breath. And when you exhale, imagine that love flowing outward, extending from your heart like a warm light. See it spreading out, enveloping those around you, going beyond these walls, embracing people driving by in their cars, in their homes around us, in the stores, around the world, and silently affirm, "I am a radiant expression of divine love. Love flows through me, blessing and touching everyone I meet. I am radiating divine love." Take a moment to feel it. Can you feel its limitlessness? Can you feel it as being unconditional and ever-present? This is not something you need to earn. It's not something you even need to work for. It is who you are. And if you want, you can open your eyes now. Did you hear that last sentence? Not the one about opening your eyes. It is who we are. What you just felt is the truth of who you are. All the other stuff is just masks and personas you put on to move through this experience we call life. Your true nature is love. So what are some practical ways then that we can express this out into the world? Let this love flow from us. Think about the following prompts. How can I bring more love into my daily interactions? Anybody got any ideas? How can we bring more love into our daily interactions? Slow down. Oh, yes. Thank you. I don't know who said it, but I heard it. Slow down. Hi. What else? Remember to be kind. That's a tough one this time of year sometimes, when we get caught up in the busyness and the hecticness, and when you're in the store and their computers don't work, or, you know, the delivery's late or something. Be kind. Everybody's doing the best they can, truthfully. What else? Okay, listen with your heart. Oh, yes, see yourself in others. You know, great philosophers have said for years, everybody else is just a reflection of yourself. What else? Check on somebody. Check on somebody. Great one, yes. Check on someone. Patience. Practice forgiveness. Gratitude. Maybe just smile at somebody. Just look them in the eyes and smile. What steps then can we create? Can we take to create more space for love in our daily decisions and actions? The first one I heard for this one works for that too. Slow down. Slow down. I had a great teacher one time who said that he never made a decision until he stopped and meditated about it. What else? I heard the perspective of love. What was the first part? Frame it with love, yes. One of the things we can do that... Oh, I thought I saw a hand back there. Those were antlers or bunny ears. They're bunny ears. Okay. Keep a sense of humor. My gosh, one of the best things we can do in this world today is have a sense of humor. Make people laugh. Make yourself laugh. Like that. Remember this. Divine love is never limited by conditions, circumstances, or behaviors. It's a steady, constantly flowing presence that is from our hearts and within us. In Keep a True Lent, Charles Fillmore said, "The love that God is ever seeking to come into expression through you. It's waiting to come through you. And the question is, are we going to let it?" This Advent season is our opportunity to say, "Yes, yes, I am radiating divine love. I am divine love radiating." But for that to happen, we have to cultivate it within ourselves and within our world. Think of someone in your life who needs healing, who needs love, who may need forgiveness. Picture them bathed in the light of love, radiating from your heart. And silently bless them with this love. I'm going to share with you a story that Robert Schuller told one time about how love can transform any relationship. When he was building the Crystal Cathedral ministry that he had a person in his congregation that just he could not get along with. He tried everything, and there was just something between them. Maybe old karma, who knows? And they just pushed each other's buttons. And he could not stand this person. And yet he knew that was wrong. And finally he got desperate one morning because he was sitting in his office and he looked out his window and this guy was pulling into the parking lot. And he said, "Oh, no. Oh, no." And he said, "All right. I know. I've got to get past this. I know that there's love that can heal whatever it is between us." And he did something very wise. He said, "God, I can't love this person, but you can through me." And he got out of the way. They had a healing, and they became lifelong friends. Love can heal anything. And the way we do that is by constantly reminding ourselves of these things and using our affirmation. I am a radiant expression of divine love. Even if I'm not feeling it, I'm a radiant expression of divine love. Let's say that together. I am a radiant expression of divine love. It works. And it changes our world when we get into that. It can change our community. It can change our nation. It can change our entire planet. Can you hold a vision of a world harmonized by love? It's a tough one, I know, especially if you turn on social media. But it can be done. Martha Smock wrote again in her book, Halfway Up the Mountain, "The world needs more love, and it begins with us." The world needs more love, and it begins with us. It must radiate from within before it can light the way for others. So in closing, I'm going to put our affirmation on in our Facebook page and stuff again this week. I am a radiant expression of divine love. Let's say that together. I am a radiant expression of divine love. And there's a second piece to it. As I open my heart, I bless and uplift the world. I'll say each part and you can say it. As I open my heart, I bless and uplift the world. Love is our divine essence. And as we embody this, we become beacons of light in the world. So let us close with one more prayer. Loving Spirit, we give thanks for this time of reflection and renewal. We affirm that the Christ light within us shines brightly, radiating love to all. May we walk through this Advent season with open hearts, blessing all whom we meet with the love that knows no bounds. And so it is. Amen. Love leads to joy. You thought I was done. Now I'm challenged to go longer. Love leads to joy. And if you want to feel that, join us on Christmas Eve, Tuesday night, as we celebrate the birth of the Christ, not only the traditional story, but more importantly in our candlelighting service, how each figure in that story is a part of us. So until then, Merry Christmas, and may the light of love shine through you.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.